This is Tom Rowe with the local news for WGXC for Sunday, October 19th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Michael Ryan in the Windham Journal rounds up what little law enforcement officials have let out about the criminal investigation into Windham Supervisor Stacy Post. On March 21st, a search warrant carried out by Bureau of Criminal Investigation agents from the state police in Middleton was part of, quote, an open investigation into potential criminal offenses, unquote, Acting DA Charles Buca said, and led to a computer being seized at Post's office at the town hall. Dennis Schleckler, Post's attorney, wrote a letter to the town board 3 days after the raid saying, quote, it is Ms. Post's understanding that she is the subject of a criminal investigation in connection with her duties as town supervisor, unquote, and requested that the town provide legal defense. Now the town board is in executive session often, and with, quote, agitated voices of the council members easily could be heard through the shut door and down an adjoining hallway, unquote, Ryan writes of last week's meeting. Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chezik is now heading up the case to avoid conflicts of interest in Greene County, and he, like all other law enforcement officials contacted in the story, won't comment. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman reports Greene County legislator Linda Overball, Republican from Catskill, will chair a panel looking for a replacement for Greene County Attorney Carol Stevens. A Windham resident, Stevens retires November 30th and has been the Greene County Attorney for more than 12 years and was the first woman to hold the position. Stevens previously was a part-time assistant county attorney and a part-time assistant district attorney. County Administrator Sharon Groden said the search committee will meet October 29th, and the panel will also include Kevin Lennon, Democrat from Catskill, Larry Gardner, Democrat from Hunter, Kevin Lewis, Republican from Greenville, James Van Slyke, Democrat from New Baltimore, and Eugene Hatton, Republican from Athens. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Today is Sunday, October 19, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany says it should be cloudy, then becoming mostly sunny with a high near 46 and a low around 29 tonight. That means frost. Monday, a slight chance of rain after 2 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 56 and a low around 39. Tuesday, there's a 40% chance of rain, otherwise cloudy with a high near 49. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.